Sideline View on a Saturday afternoon. It's time to check out the winning post with Steve Keane from the Scone Race Club. Steve, how you doing, mate?
Yeah, going well, thanks. How are you, Andrew?
Not too bad, mate. You must be excited. The country championship race is not too far away.
Yeah, that's right. You'll see the heat this week at Tamworth for the Hunter and Northwest, and then 2 weeks later, the attention will turn to Scone, where we'll be able to see who books the last two spots into the final.
Well, and by that time, the sun will be shining and the grass will be jumping out of the ground. It should be a nice, even racetrack for them to run on, hopefully. Not too wet, anyway.
Yeah, no, it's perfect. We've missed a lot of the rain, so the track will be in perfect condition for 2 weeks' time. And you know, being a big, wide track, every horse will get its chance. So we're really excited for a few weeks' time.
All right, let's check out your tips for today. We're going to go to Melbourne Race 5 to start with. It kicks off at 3 p.m. Which one do you like?
Yeah, I've gone with Overpass here. I just think strong Sydney form will stand up really well in Melbourne. And, I know the stable has backed it already, so it should be winning, I think, Overpass in Race 5.
Doesn't have a lot of competition, actually. There's some big odds against it. The number one is the favourite. That's always a very good chance, isn't it? And it looks like it's going to be a good, firm track down there with just a couple of showers.
Yeah, exactly right. And sometimes these horses are favourite for a reason, so we won't let that scare us.
Yeah, good call. Now, we did talk off-air about they got the Guineas on this afternoon. It's hard to go past Animo, isn't it? The number one and the standout favourite.
Yeah, that's right. It's been a target all along for James Cummings and Godolphin, so I think you'll find the horse will be at its peak. And besides it and Halau, I think those are the two that will pair off and fight it out. So, yeah, that's what I'm expecting to see.
Box it with one of the longer odd ones and you might be in with a chance today for
a
trifecta.
That's right. You can rove it around that's where you might be able to find some value for sure.
All right, so let's have a look at race 9 this afternoon in Randwick. That's going to be going at 20 past 5. You like the number 7. Are you good with the pronunciation? You want me to do it?
I'll let you handle that one if that's all right, Andrew.
Looks like Le Gay Soleil. That's how I'm pronouncing it.
Yeah, perfect. And I think the John O'Shea Yard will have this horse cherry ripe at one last start, so it'll handle the conditions. And I think $3 is a really good price. So, yeah, we'll go that way.
Doesn't hurt to have Kieran McAvoy on its back either.
No. I think he's a pretty accomplished jockey. So we'll let him navigate the best path on the day. And, we should be getting the chocolates there, I think, late in the day.
Keep an eye on number 7, Le Gay Soleil, in race 9 at Randwick. And now you've also got a tip for us tomorrow at Tamworth.
Yeah, that's right. The heat of the Hunter and Northwest Country Championships is on in Tamworth. And I've been watching this horse for a little while, and I think it's going really well. Patino Ruby, so number 13. It's had its last two starts in town, and I just think it's a little drop back in grade. And should be really hard to beat.
Well, and
at good odds.
At very good odds. At this point, it's around about 20 to 1. So that'd be a nice little earner tomorrow. Who knows how things could change? I don't know if the weather's going to affect things too much in Tamworth. So hopefully it stays around that 20 to 1 mark.
Yeah, no, exactly right. So I think the weather will be fine. A little bit of water, but that'll just put a nice cushion in the track. And we should be... Should be racing on a good surface Sunday.
Well, that's your tips for the winning post. Steve Keane, as always, thank you very much for joining us on the Sideline View. We will catch up during the week and have a chat about the country championships coming to Scone in a couple of weeks' time. Thanks, mate.
No worries at all, anytime.